Sarah Jane Olson and four other former members of the Symbionese Liberation Army were charged with murder yesterday. The charges stem from a 1975 bank robbery in Northern California in which a 42-year-old woman was shot and killed. The charges came 2 days before Olson's sentencing for her alleged role in a failed 1975 attempt to blow up two Los Angeles police cars. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Frank Stoltz reports.
For more than a quarter of a century, prosecutors suspected the bank robbery and murder were the work of the small but radical SLA, best known for the kidnapping of newspaper heiress Patty Hearst. But they always said they didn't have the evidence. Sacramento District Attorney Jan Scully said now they do.
Based upon a review of both old and new materials, I believe that there is now both direct and circumstantial evidence sufficient to file charges and begin criminal proceedings for the murder of Myrna Opsahl.
Opsahl was killed when she went to the Crocker Bank in a suburb of Sacramento to deposit money from her church. Prosecutors offered few details on why they decided to press charges now, saying only that last year's case against Olson uncovered new evidence and that new forensic techniques helped them link the shotgun pellets that killed Opsahl to shells found in an SLA hideout. In addition to the 55-year-old Olson of St. Paul, Minnesota, authorities yesterday arrested 54-year-old Emily Harris of Los Angeles, her ex-husband, 56-year-old Bill Harris of Oakland, and 53-year-old Michael Borton of Portland, Oregon. All four have denied involvement. Prosecutors also charged 54-year-old James Kilgore, but he remains a fugitive. Hearst, in her book on her life with the SLA, admitted to driving one of the getaway cars on the day of the robbery, but was granted immunity for cooperating with prosecutors. She's expected to be a star witness in the case. The family of Myrna Opsahl welcomed the charges. John Opsahl was 15 at the time of his mother's death.
Emily Harris was quoted in Patty Hearst's book as saying that her death doesn't matter anyways. She was a bourgeois pig. Those words have always kind of haunted us.
But Opsahl criticized law enforcement, too, saying there was enough evidence to file charges long ago. He set up a website several years ago as part of a campaign to pressure prosecutors.
All I can really say is that our family has waited for 26 years for this day. And to the District Attorney Jan Scully and Sheriff Lou Blanus, just one other thing to say, that is, it's about time.
If convicted, each defendant faces the penalty for murder at the time of the crime, life in prison. For NPR News, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.